I know you know. So it's a capital I is straight up. It's the, but a capital C, do you know, it is a bent I, right? It's a bent I. That's a capital C. So you know, we've been singing, I am a C. I'm a Christian. Amen. So when Christ is the center of your life, you are under the control of Christ. He is sitting on the throne of your life, not self, but Christ. So what it means for the adults, what does it mean? It means that when self is on the throne of my life, then Christ is still at the cross. I know he died for me, but he's still at the cross. But when Christ is on the throne of my life, you know what happened? Self is nailed to the cross. Isn't that what we want, brothers and sisters? That's the victory that we have. So a Christ-centered life, it puts Christ first. And you know, it says in Colossians 1:18 that in all things, he might have preeminence. He doesn't want second place, he wants the first place. Do you know, he says in Matthew 6:33, join with me in saying, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. You know, it is so sweet, young people. It is so sweet. He doesn't say, seek me first and I'll give you all these things. He has already given us so many things. He said, it will be added. Glory to God. He's going to add. Amen. When you give him first place, he has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, but he adds to it when we put Christ first. So today you're going to say, for me to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ. Spiritual, for the roles of a wife, you need to be spiritual, to be strong in prayer with husband. But to be a spiritual person, you don't have to be a wife. Any one of us needs to be spiritually strong. So in order to be spiritually strong, we need to really feast on the Lord. So I thank God for our sister, Cynthia. She gave me a pencil. I borrowed a pencil. So I want you young people, because you know, this is not how much I say that matters. It's what gets through to you. And what impression it will have on the rest of your life. So very briefly, this is a pencil, right? You agree? Right. So this pencil, if whatever I do with it on a piece of paper, it will leave a mark, right? So in our lives, whatever we do, it leaves a mark on this world. But this pencil, what is important is not so much what's outside, but what's inside, right? So what is important is not whether I am tall, short, whatever, you know. It is what's inside of you, right? Who is inside of you? So Christ inside of you. And then at the top of this pencil, you know when you write, sometimes we make errors, right? So it can do what? Yes, it can erase, right? Amen. So this has a pencil, it has an eraser. It can remove. So when you make a mistake, it can be erased. Amen? So this tells us of his forgiveness for us. We have a forgiving God. One who can erase. And not only, you know, when the pencil erases, you know, so I still leave a little mark. Not so with the blood. Amen? It removes it completely. Not no mark is seen. Hallelujah. Isn't that nice? But you know, this pencil, Sister Cynthia brought one for me that is sharpened. You know, he had to go through a painful process. He had to cut off, right? Painful process to sharpen it. Oh, if he could have cried out, he'd have cried, he'd be crying out. Why are you doing this to me? But you know, it doesn't make it bad, it makes it better. Yeah? So sometimes God allows us, we don't understand it. Why do I have to go through so many difficulties? Why so many problems in my life? But you know, God, he has a purpose in it all. He's going to bring something good out of what seems to be so bad. You know, this is, you know, a verse that has helped many people. In Romans 8:28, he says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to the purpose." He doesn't say all things that happen to us are good. No, there's some that are really bad, really terrible. And he doesn't say, "And we see." No, we don't see it. He doesn't say, "And we see all things work together." No, that's not what it says. No, he says, "And we know." Because we don't see it, but he can turn it around for our good. I tell you, I've seen, and you folks know, many blind folks, you know, who have written so many songs. Eh? We would have said, wow, that blindness would have triggered their lives, you know. But Fanny Crosby, right? Wrote the song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine." Isn't that sweet? But the last thing I want to know, young people, and for all of us, this pencil, in order to fulfill its highest function, it must allow itself to be held by the one who is in control. Amen? And so this pencil, when it is in the hands of the writer, it will fulfill this function. And that's what we got to place our lives, our young lives, our older lives, our marriage, our situation in his hands. And he will do something beautiful. Oh, I still love that old song, "Something Beautiful." Remember the colors? "Something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful of my life." He wants to make something beautiful of your lives today. I'm so glad we have a wonderful Lord. We have an awesome God. And he's our daddy. We can go to him. And he loves us so much. So much. Oh, I could spend a lot of time. I got to go on quickly. We're submissive to the Lord and our husband. Submission. This is speaking of godly husbands and godly wives. Now, I'm going to say something to you today that is very harsh. And you got to understand that Viv is a very nice person. But Viv can be soft, but he can also be severe. So, still love me, okay? For Jesus' sake. But I love women very much. You see, my mom meant a lot to me growing up. And I cannot stand abuse. I just cannot do that when I see that's happening to others. My mother was caring, loving. I was never abused. She was always there. That's why I'm here today. She prayed for me. And I don't have time to tell you, but I'm a miracle child. Because my dad, it was a broken arm. And the doctor had given him over that he wouldn't die. And my mom, in faith, went and signed her life away. And then I came along. I just thought I'd be with Down syndrome. They told my mom that your husband is so sick and you are pregnant. You have 6 children and there's a big gap. You're in the 40s and this child that you're carrying. But God is a good God. And my mom believed God. And she didn't abort me. I'm here today by the grace of God. Thank God for a loving mom. She prayed me until I got saved. She prayed me until I got married. She prayed me until we have a baby, a child together. And he prayed me until the Lord called me to serve him. I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm not sharing something to you. So submissiveness, what I want to say, it is in a godly way. It is unto the Lord. But if your husband is not submissive to the Lord, and he's abusive, don't take it.
That's right.
Yeah.